is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday.
Thank you. Good singing. And now we're going to go to a little town at Bethlehem. Father, we come and we thank you for Emmanuel, God with us. Father, we thank you for the hope of the world that is found in a manger in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And Father, we thank you for this time of year when we can celebrate the coming of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a baby in Bethlehem. Father, he came from the manger to the cross so that we could be saved. We could be forgiven our sins by having a personal relationship with him and enter into your family as your children. And Father, this Christmas season, we thank you for each one here. And if there are some here tonight who don't yet know that wonderful assurance of the sure hope that we have of salvation through Jesus Christ, that they would see their need and see your wonderful plan in giving your son. And so as we sing of him tonight, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And all the people said,
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to call Joel and Amy up, and they're going to sing Mary, Did You Know?
The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child that you're holding is the greatest. Mary, did you know?
Thank you, Joel and Amy. I love that song, and I love the way you guys do it. I'm going to call upon Brandon Tulloch to come up now and read the first portion of scripture we're going to read tonight, and it's going to be from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High."
Thank you, Brandon. Silent night. Thank you. All right. Joy to the world. Sunday school class to come and give their number. Do you want some mics?
Yes.
Pardon? Yeah. Come on up here, kids.
Thank you.
Thank you, kids. And thank you, Rachel. She did a tremendous job with our Sunday school concert last week, and that was one of the songs from it. I'm going to call upon Amanda Tulloch now to come up and read from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. Away in a manger. We're going to sing this one. The first two verses are going to be one tune, and the last verse is going to be the alternate tune.
Thank you.
you. I'd like to call upon Lindsay Gilbertson now. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you for the reminder that our Savior's blood was more precious than silver or gold. What a great, wonderful Redeemer we have. I'd like to call upon Wyatt Hill to come up, and he's going to read from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Pardon? Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong people. Brandon. I got a little mix up here.
Luke And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Thank you, Brandon. It came upon a midnight clear. Angels we have heard on high. wonderful singing. Now I'd like to call upon Wyatt to come and read from Luke chapter 2, 15 to 20.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which they were just had been told.
Now, Joel and Amy are going to come up, and they're going to sing "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel," and we're going to join them on the last couple of verses.
The last three.
Oh. Okay. That's the way you feel about it.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O
Our next song is going to be O Come, O Ye Faithful. For those who were here this morning, you had some practice. Going to sing Emmanuel. It's a very short chorus, so we're going to listen to it instrumentally first, and then we're going to follow and sing it twice through. God became a man to come to this earth as a baby, so that eventually he could go to the cross, from the cradle to the cross, that we could be redeemed because of our Emmanuel. Thank you. you. What a wonderful Savior we have. Emmanuel, God with us. I was at the, we were at the Free Methodist cantata a few weeks ago and heard a ladies' trio, and they were just, the music was wonderful. And I said to Maureen, we've got to have them come to ours if they would. And so Maureen called them, and they agreed to come. And they're going to share the medley they sang that night, and we're really looking forward to it. Come, ladies. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, give me the mic.
Of God is here.
great salvation. No name on earth has meant so much to me.
Ladies, I want a copy of your first recording. I'll buy it, big time.
I'm second.
That was wonderful. And I'm serious. You should be recording that. I think they need another hand. That was something. Now we're down to our last couple of numbers. 1,000 candles. Thank you. wonderful time to remember, not what the world would have us remember, all of the material stuff and the commercialism of Christmas, but remembering the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, who came as a babe in Bethlehem. And I said when we started this, it was a come and go sing song. And we started with Come On, Ring the Bells. But you know, we have a job, and this is an opportunity. Christmas time is a great opportunity for us to go tell what we know of our Savior and our Redeemer, what Christmas is really all about, and who it is that we're celebrating. So let's celebrate with joy and zest as we conclude our sing song tonight. This evening, and I hope you'll join us downstairs for a time of refreshment and fellowship. Let's close in a word of prayer now. Father in heaven, we come before you and we thank you that we can call you our Father because of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that our Redeemer, who came to this earth as a babe and died at a cross 33 years later in Calvary, is seated at your right hand now and is going to come back for us. And Father, what a great hope we have in him. And so as we celebrate this Christmas season, may the knowledge of Emmanuel, God with us, be in each of our homes. And may we have opportunities and boldness to share the great news we have for a lost world. We thank you for this time together to rejoice and to sing and lift our voices to you in praise. And Father, now we give you thanks for the provisions that have been provided downstairs. And Father, for our time of refreshment and fellowship, we ask your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for coming. I hope you'll come this evening downstairs. And let's hear it for our musicians.